Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, John Evans, of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford counties. Representative Evans, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about economic matters this year, especially in state government, and we are coming down the stretch here to when the state government, when the state budget should be done. What's your view of what's going to be happening here in Harrisburg?
Well, if I had a nickel for every time I've been asked in recent weeks, what are you going to do with the budget this year, Representative Evans? I think I'd be rather wealthy myself, and maybe it would help solve the budget crisis here. But on a serious note, we are looking again at shortfalls in the budget. The revenue estimates now are below the projections for the 25th consecutive month in May, driving the state's year-to-date shortfall to $1.23 billion for fiscal year 9 and 10. So, in essence, we've got to solve that deficit before we even start looking at next year's numbers, and it isn't going to be pretty. We have some very, very difficult decisions as the budget deliberations in earnest get underway at the state capitol.
And, of course, the governor put forth his own plan, and the House Democrats actually followed through on it, and that would appear to spend a lot more money than last year.
Yes, it would call for tax increases and spending of about $1 billion more than last year's budget. That is meeting quite a bit of resistance in the Senate and from House Republicans, who believe that we haven't done the job of cutting government to the extent we should. And I believe that's what taxpayers are telling us at the federal level and at the state level. They want to see no more business as usual. They want to see us really making sure that we are funding the core functions of government, but the extra funding that we've in recent years gotten used to will have to go by the wayside.
And there's been some recognition of that recently. There was a revenue bill that was put forth. It was the tax increases that the governor was asking for, House Democrats were asking for. It doesn't seem to have much traction, does it?
It does not. And the governor even stated, has admitted now in recent days, that his proposal for sales tax changes will not find legislative support this year. So they are looking at other methods of taxation, whether it be Marcellus shale taxes, taxes on cigarettes again, an increase of 30 cents a pack is what's being proposed. That is meeting some heavy resistance in the House right now. So that's going to be interesting to see as the deliberations continue through the month as to whether we'll be able to come together for any type of consensus for how we're going to deal with this budget. I believe that we have room to cut. We have a massive amount of fraud in the welfare area to begin with. That's one area that I believe hasn't been thoroughly investigated. And there are other ways that we can save money in this year's budget without having to raise taxes. That's the bottom line. And that's what people back home are saying, that during this recession, they can't afford any more tax increases.
Representative Evans, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, John Evans.